This is Rising Shining. I'm Kelsey. In each episode, I share honest reflections and encouragement that I hope will be a bright spot of your day. You can always find all of my writing at risingshining.com. This is episode 116. Hello, May. Hello, friends. Our Palo Verde is in peak bloom, and as I glance up from writing this, I'm met with the view out the window of golden yellow blooms drifting down from branches of bright green. I love this time of year when our front yard becomes blanketed in gold as the blooms fall and keep their yellow color even as they dry out. The Phoenix Valley cities really should advertise our Palo Verde blossom season along the lines of DC's cherry blossom season. It's truly so beautiful to see trees bursting in bright gold blooms this time of year. As we round the corner into early summer here in Gilbert, I'm stepping back and asking what life feels like. The description that comes to mind is a pleasantly bumpy ride. Overall, life is good. We are healthy. The kids are doing well. Chris and I are doing great. Work is good and clicking along for us both. This month, the Girl Next Door podcast is featured in a local magazine, which is quite flattering. I had a wonderful solo evening to myself. Chris had two trips and spent great quality time with friends. We've even had some lovely glimpses of where we are heading in the next couple of years in terms of family dynamics, improved finances, and life adventures. And yet, there are still bumps in the road. There's our busy calendar right now as we head into Maycember, as the social medias have dubbed it. There are the everyday parenting challenges of tending to our three kids' emotional needs and their tangible needs. Haircuts, new clothes, can you sign this form, print this out, give me $5, etc. And by the way, I've made up a new word to describe my kids. Emulsuous. It's emotional and tumultuous, which they each are in their own ways. Maybe all kids are. It's the sentiment I often need but couldn't find to describe a particular situation with my kids, so I created it. So that's from me to you in case you need to use emulsuous too. Lately, there have been some other bumps in the road, such as the end of my evening high fitness classes, because the instructors are ending the classes that I attend, which I'm really grieving, and that unpleasant place of limbo when you are waiting to hear back about a possible opportunity. So that's how I'm heading into May. Everything is really good, but I also feel in a little bit of a funk, kind of like sunny skies during a rainstorm, perhaps. And maybe it's also that May is a month of transition. Even though I'm already excited and looking forward to the kids' grades next year, which will be 6th, 4th, and pre-K, and the gains in maturity that will go with them, I'm having some wistful feelings about the end of this year and that they'll never be in 5th, 3rd, and preschool 3s again. All the feels. Okay, so let's look ahead to what's coming up this month. Big things happening in May. We find out if Chris will be promoted to full professor. Anyone familiar with the tenure track timeline for academics will relate to the waiting and waiting and waiting to find out these big decisions. Chris is so deserving, but there's always the wild card of academic politics. Mother's Day. I've requested a pedicure, which I've scheduled, and a family hike. I travel to Portland to visit dear friends and their adorable baby. The kids finish school. And I take all three kids on our second annual Moms and Kids camping trip with other mom friends. We had so much fun doing this last year, and I'm excited to go again. May goals. Have a summer summit with Chris. We have lots of things booked for the kids this summer, but I'd love to also talk more about our day-to-day, like what activities we should keep in mind for long, hot days, and talk about a budget for everyday summer fun. We love the summer summit that we had last year, so I think we're making this a new seasonal tradition. Summits are kind of our love language, and I will link to a post that I wrote recently about how we have our annual summit every year. Next, various tasks for our school's PTSO website, which I maintain. I need to update the calendar, submit a reimbursement, and update the teacher and staff favorites. Keep our library halls fresh. The best way to keep my boys reading is to keep them in library books. I'd love to try to go almost every week to get new books. and stick to our grocery budget. We have $1,500 a month budgeted for groceries. We mostly eat at home, so this represents the majority of money we spend to feed our family of five. And this amount sometimes includes some household items as well, like dish soap, etc. As we work to prioritize savings, focusing on a particular budget to stick to is kind of a fun challenge. If you'd like to see a breakdown of our current monthly budget, I wrote about it last year, and I will link to that post. There have been some changes, but for the most part, it's still accurate. Okay, that's it. Happy May, friends. I would love to know how you are heading into May, and if you have any goals for the month, I'd love to hear those as well. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me. This blog post is linked in the notes of your podcast player, and the post has photos and links. I love to hear from you. Connect with me by leaving a comment on this blog post at risingshining.com or find me on Instagram. I'm Kels Wharton. Until next time, I'm wishing you everyday joys and small wins.